From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials seek a second fugitive. Anonymous officials say an analysis of the recent Paris terrorist attacks indicates that one person directly involved is still unaccounted for. Paris police say 16 people have been arrested and detained in the region since Sunday. Meanwhile, French warplanes continue bombing Islamic State targets in Syria. A friendly football match between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled on Wednesday after police officials said they received a serious bomb threat. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has met in Paris with French President François Hollande. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking to reporters in Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said French President François Hollande will hold talks with President Barack Obama in Washington next week on ways to ramp up efforts to target the Islamic State group.
We have to step up our efforts to hit them at the core where they're planning these things.
Hollande has vowed to strike without mercy at the Islamic State group, which has claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russian long-range bombers pounded the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in northern Syria Tuesday. The attacks came just hours after President Vladimir Putin formally tied the October 31st downing of a Russian jetliner in Egypt to a bomb planted by the Islamic State. The Rwandan Senate has endorsed constitutional amendments that would allow President Paul Kagame to stay in office for another two decades. The vote Tuesday in the Senate was unanimous. The proposed changes will be put to a national referendum, and they are expected to win easily. The 58-year-old Kagame has ruled Rwanda since an army he led ended a 1994 genocide. This is VOA News.